Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The issue is not that the companies before us today are taking too many posts down. The issue is that they're leaving too many dangerous posts up.
So this is about that free speech is not absolute. There are things that can limit free speech.
There must be a reckoning by the tech companies for the role that they play in undermining the information ecosystem that is absolutely essential for the functioning of any democracy.
You're beginning to believe the illusions we're spinning here. You're beginning to think that the tube is reality and that your own lives are unreal. This is mass madness, you maniacs.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Is there dancing allowed in New Mexico, Governor?
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're socially distanced and you're wearing a mask and you meet the other requirements, yes.
We can dance, everybody's taking the time. Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Someone in the New York Times proposed a national one-week vacation. Writer proposes break to recharge from COVID. Doesn't he realize that most of the people reading the New York Times have never worked anyway, and they've definitely not worked the last year? Why do they need to take any time off? If anything, they need to change their luck and go to work. Get up in the morning, take a shower, drive somewhere. If they have to punch a time clock, do something constructive with their lives, rather than just tweeting out about how bad Donald Trump is. Ugh, how ridiculous are these people? He wants the whole country to shut down. Is no one going to eat anything? No, we're going to shut down the generating plants. There's going to be no electricity. No one's going to be able to buy gasoline for their car. No oil is going to be pumped. Okay, it sounds like a great New York Times idea. All right, time now for the chump line.
Because New York is giving away Yankees tickets with each vaccine, Dr. Jill told Gavin Newsom to give away tickets to the San Diego Padres.
Remember Cisse Padway. That's Dr. Jill. She has a PhD, you know, so she's smarter than you and me.
Loving. Did you hear Mini Tony Fauci say we're in the sixth inning of COVID? Does that mean he's going to sing Sweet Adeline?
Yes. Yeah. He's, I don't think he'll be singing anytime soon. There's always going to be, another hurdle, you know, there's always another mutant, another variant, another, surge, as, Dr. Joondef was saying. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, reflecting on the necktie, which in the 17th century had the function of securing soldiers' capes to their necks. King Louis XIII liked them so much that he decreed that everyone must wear one. It took centuries before Casual Friday changed all that. Centuries. Oy vey.
Si se puede! The future is ours!
Yes, the future. And Biden's advance team wonders why they can't turn out more than a couple of dozen people on a nice spring day in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Hey, Howie, left doesn't want an ecosystem. They want a liberal echo chamber.
Yeah, to go along with the star chamber, where they got to decide who gets thrown off of Facebook or Twitter or any other Instagram, whatever.
A swindle to rely on, Parmesan carpets you place your nose on, bribes and grafts that they will grab on, the Biden Jamboree.
Yeah. I know. Isn't it absurd, though, that he keeps promoting himself as this blue-collar, lunch-bucket guy? Guy has never had a real job. He's like Obama. He's like all these Democrats. None of them have ever had a real job.
Come on, Howie. He worked as a lifeguard.
That's right. And I love this thing. We're going to get into this this whole story about the Amtrak train visiting his mother and the guy, the Amtrak conductor who had retired 20 years earlier. You know, and then at the bottom of the story, they say some of his stories have turned out to be true, like Corn Pop. Because there was a guy, they found an obit in the Wilmington newspaper for a guy named Corn Pop. Just because there was a guy named Corn Pop who had a weird name that he remembered, that doesn't mean he had this run-in with him, with the tire chains and the rusty blades that were in the water barrels. I mean, I was thinking about that today. There used to be a guy in Charlestown. He had a great gangster nickname. His name was Rockball. What a great name for a gangster, Rockball. But, you know, if I said that doesn't mean that Rockball and I had a run-in at the Celtic Tavern back in 1976. You know, it just means that there was a guy named Rockball. And the same way with Corn Pop. He remembered his name. That's all.
Hey, Howie, Keystone Pipeline worker here. Hey, can you call me back? I think there's something wrong with my phone. They haven't called me yet about my new job.
As an electrician, you can go from working as a pipe fitter to be an electrician. You know, just take one of those 4-hour courses, like, you know, before you get a permit to have a firearm.
Don't you have to have a transitional coding job in between?
That's true too. I'd forgotten about that.
How long until the Democrats propose replacing the U.S. Supreme Court with the Facebook Supreme Court?
Oh, don't give them any ideas. That's a pretty scary thought. They'd like to do it, I'm sure.
The fascists are having way too much fun as they keep alive this COVID run. And you can bet they ain't done yet because they so enjoy playing Attila the Hun.
Yeah. I know there's a big story. Charlie Parker announced today he's giving out millions more dollars in business relief grants. You know, he crushed the economy, put tens of thousands of businesses under for all time, and now he comes around and reminds me of the words of another Bob Dylan song, Maggie's Farm. She hands you a nickel. She hands you a dime. She asks you with a grin if you're having a good time. It's a shame the way she makes me slam the door. I'd like to slam the door on Charlie Parker right about now.
Charlie Parker here. You're going to miss me when I'm gone. I may have made you wear masks, but if Mara Healey's elected, you're going to have to wear Depends.
No, I'm not. I'll be in Florida.
Hey, Howie, are we still allowed to say Mother's Day?
You know, that's a good point. Where is that sound cut from somebody talking about... Not mothers. Here, wait a second.
To doing the absolute most to protect black mothers, to protect black babies, to protect black birthing people, and to save lives.
Happy Birthing People's Days. That was Representative Cori Bush from St. Louis. Did you see, incidentally, the DA in St. Louis, or whatever they call it, the state's attorney or the county attorney? They issued a report. She was involved in framing the former governor of Missouri, this war hero, Eric Greitens. I met him down in Florida at Newsmax one day about 2 months ago. She committed at least 62 breaches of the bar ethics, lying and changing evidence and suppressing exculpatory evidence and all this stuff. Did I mention that she was supported very heavily by George Soros when she was elected as the lead prosecutor in St. Louis? Now she's framing Republicans. It's marvelous, isn't it?
Do you want to go to a very exciting 4-hour baseball game but don't have proof of vaccination? Then you need Honest Howie's fake vaccine certificate. For 3 easy payments of $19.95, Honest Howie will send you a proof of vaccination printed on the same high-quality cardstock that Honest Howie used for his legendary fake Brown University postcard, complete with the official Biden administration CCD logo. Order now and you'll also get a complimentary piece of vaccine gum. Gum flavors may vary. Some pieces of vaccine gum may have actually been scraped off of park benches. Honest Howie did not get into Brown University.
I did. Other than that, though, I like that. I think it was the feds arrested a bar owner in California today. He was peddling them over the counter, the fake vaccine cards. As the longtime proprietor of Honest Howie's Carbon Credits, there's some things that you have to kind of keep on the QT, you know? You can't just be advertising this on social media that you have these vaccine passports available. Go for the word of mouth.
This bobblehead Biden just comes and goes. It's a Democrat party running this show. It should come with a warning. A train wreck, slow-mo. President Biden is a horror show.
That's right. That's an Amtrak train wreck, by the way.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
207 says, let's be honest, Biden even being able to remember Corn Pop's name is pretty impressive these days. That's true. I hadn't thought of it that way, but it is true. All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 Eastern Time weekdays. And the Chump Line number is 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. The Chump Line, if you didn't hear your message, you may be able to hear it again. Or if you just want to hear more messages, go to Chop Chumps. Those are the messages that didn't make the broadcast version you just heard. And we post Chop Chumps around 7 o'clock Eastern every weeknight, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, this week reflecting on the necktie, which in the 17th century had the function of securing soldiers' capes to their necks. King Louis XIII liked them so much, he decreed everyone must wear one. It took centuries before casual Friday changed all that. Centuries, oy vey.
Hey, Howie, Keystone Pipeline worker here. Hey, can you call me back? I think there's something wrong with my phone. They haven't called me yet about my new job.
Yeah, you've lost your job, but look on the bright side. Gas prices are up 40% since you were laid off. I'm Howie Carr. We've been telling you for a while now about Superbeats heart chews, and a lot of you have tried them and made them part of your daily routine. They're great for your heart health, blood pressure, and circulation. Wrapped in foil like candy, you just take them twice a day whenever you need or want a boost of energy. Now Superbeats has another great new product that you're going to like as much as heart chews. They are called Superbeats Memory and Focus Chews. If you've ever wanted to do something for your brain health, you'll want to try Superbeats Memory and Focus Chews. Memory and Focus Chews promote brain blood flow and support overall cognitive health. Research has shown that by promoting blood flow, you can support cardiovascular and cognitive health. Combining clinically studied fermented resveratrol with a patented coffee fruit extract, Superbeats Memory and Focus promotes brain blood flow, supports memory alertness, and helps support reduced perceptions of mental fatigue. Superbeats Memory and Focus supports brain health in two ways, by promoting blood flow and supporting healthy levels of BDNF. BDNF is a key neuroprotein, and if you have healthy levels, that supports overall brain health as we all age. Like other Superbeats products, Superbeats Memory and Focus was crafted under the careful guidance of science and features clinically studied key ingredients. It's the only cognitive chew of its kind, and with its blueberry flavor, it tastes great. So support your brain health and cognitive performance with Superbeats Memory and Focus. Take advantage of this limited time introductory offer today. Get a free 30-day supply of new Superbeats Memory and Focus with your purchase of Superbeats Heart Chews. Get yours at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242. And mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment.
You just shot an unarmed man.
But he should have armed himself.
The Howie Carr Show.
You know how much that guy in California was charging for the fake COVID vaccination cards? $20. Of course, that was quite a markup, considering you just have to, you know, run them through a Xerox machine. It's not like you needed this special paper. It's not like a counterfeiting operation in the movies or anything like that. $20. They took him out in handcuffs. He's 59 years old, and his name is Todd Anderson, led away from the business in handcuffs. And this was at the Old Corner Saloon in Clements.
What is he being charged with?
Let's see. Felony identity theft and forging government documents, as well as misdemeanor falsifying medical records. He's going to lose his liquor license. I wonder how many he sold for that. Oh, that's pitiful. All right. Time now for the poll question. Wherever you go this summer, take your Raycons with you. Raycon wireless earbuds give you crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands and are built to go wherever you go. With seamless Bluetooth pairing and up to 24 hours of battery life. That's key, 24 hours. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Have you received at least one shot of any of the vaccines?
Yes, I have. And if you don't believe me, ask Todd Anderson in Clements, California.
I haven't seen your card yet. You haven't publicly displayed it yet, have you?
No, I tweeted it out.
Did
I tweeted
you?
Out a picture of it, yeah. And people were saying, everybody was tweeting out their cards, and people were saying, well, you better watch out. It's easy to counterfeit. I say, yeah, if you've seen them, you would know that. I don't think they need to go to my Twitter account to do it. They can figure it out a lot easier than that.
52% say they've at least gotten one shot.
52%. Okay, it's gone up a little bit. Sandra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sandra.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
So I was calling because I know that we're all on the same page in terms of realizing that we need to overthrow the Marxists who are calling themselves Democrats these days. However, if you're unlucky enough to live in a state like Maine, where we're basically dealing with a bunch of rhinos up on Capitol Hill, namely Susan Collins, who's affiliating herself with the likes of Liz Cheney and Mitt Romney, then it's really important to know how to get involved and manage these folks so that we eventually vote them all out of office and take our power back.
Well, you know, the thing is, I mean, you got Susan Collins now for 5.5 more years. She was just reelected. And I mean, would you, you know, as bad as she is, Sandra, would you prefer Sarah Gideon?
Here's the thing. You have to ask yourself the question, what's worse? A Republican who is a Democrat who's calling themselves a Republican, or a Democrat that at least is honest about the fact that they're a Marxist?
I understand that argument, but I'm just saying that if Sarah Gideon was in there, she would be voting for D.C. statehood. She would be voting for that election fraud bill, H.R. 1. You know, she would be voting to get rid of the filibuster, which would enable them to rubber stamp all of this BS through. I mean, as bad as Susan Collins is, and I bow to no one in my basic dislike of her squishiness, she's still better than Sarah Gideon. I mean, that's reality. That's all there is to it. You know, the thing about this Liz Cheney, that look at who's backing her up. I mean, if you ever had any doubts about it, all the people who wanted to try her dad as a war criminal, wanted to lock up Dick Cheney. Remember that where they had that whole special prosecutor, that guy Scooter Libby. The guy, he was the U.S. attorney from Chicago. He went after, they knew Scooter Libby didn't do anything, but he worked for Cheney, so they were going to flip him and put Cheney in jail. Now all these people are telling you that Liz Cheney, his daughter, is this courageous, wonderful, bipartisan person. Look at the John Kasich is with her. The New York Times is with her. The Boston Globe.
Ugh. Ugh.
By their friends, ye shall know them. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We played the cut of Joe Biden last Friday, 6 days ago in Wilmington, Delaware. And he was talking about his trip to Wilmington every night from D.C., I guess Union Station. And he would go home to Delaware. And he said that one night he was in his fourth or fifth year as vice president. It's a weird cut, and we played it. And what struck me the first time was just this stupid Italian accent that he had. It was like it was almost insulting, the Italian accent that he used. But hey, he was rather insulting to people in Louisiana today, talking about cricks and deficits and Indians and black people. He's going to put y'all back in chains. I mean, that's just the kind of condescending guy he is. And most guys that are known by their nickname of Lunch Bucket aren't so condescending, but that's Joe for you. That's Lunch Bucket Joe. So let's just play the cut from last week about his trip, on Amtrak, and then we'll point out the untruths that have been uncovered in the 24 seconds. Cut three.
And I was getting on the train, and Angelo Negri came up to me and goes, "Joey, baby!" And he grabbed my cheek, started to squeeze it like he always did. And I thought he was going to get shot. I'm serious. And I said, no, he's a friend. He said, "Joey, what's the big deal? 1,200,000, 300,000 miles on Air Force Two. You know how many miles you travel on Amtrak?"
Okay, so he said it was his fourth or fifth year. That would make it 2012 or 2013. He was going back to visit his mother. His mother died in 2010. He said that the conductor was Angelo Negri. Angelo Negri, according to his obit, died in 2014, but he retired in 1993, so he was there. He hadn't been on the train in 20 years, and he also said they were discussing how many miles that he had flown on Air Force Two, 1.2 million or 1.3 million. That was announced in 2015, a year after Angelo Negri died. So I guess you could say when Joe Biden was on that train, he saw dead people. All right, time now for Week in Woke.
The Howie Carr Show now presents The Week in Woke.
Do you tire of remembering which pronouns to use? Do you find yourself trying to remember the correct acronym when addressing social issues? Are you struggling to find new and exciting ways to reduce your carbon footprint? Well, fear not, friends. The Week in Woke is here to help.
Yes, Howie, this is the part of the week where we try to educate you and all the listeners in the audience on how you can be more woke in your everyday life. That's anything from calling somebody by their proper neo-pronoun to walking correctly on the sidewalk, it turns out.
I was unfamiliar with that until today. That's a Week in Woke story from Chicago, from Northwestern University.
From Northwestern University, yes. The opinion editor of the Northwestern University student newspaper recently published an article asserting that white people walk awkwardly on sidewalks because of their internalized racism.
I thought it was because they had one too many drinks.
No, that's not why. He writes in the publication, When I first got to Northwestern, I wondered why walking around on campus could be so frustrating. Even when sidewalks were relatively empty, I would often have to walk way around people to pass without bumping into them. This is Kenny Allen. At first, I chalked it up to the geographic diversity of the school. Maybe the people that came to the school...
The geographic diversity of the school affected how people walked on the sidewalk.
Maybe
okay.
The people that came to the school...
What did this guy get on his SATs, by the way? Do we have that number?
We don't have that number, no. I'll get that for next week. people that came to the school were used to different ways of moving through a public place. However, he concluded that people at this predominantly white school would not move out of our way on the sidewalk when he talked to black friends about his experience. He then asserts that the formal rules of Jim Crow were accompanied by a set of informal ones that governed the way black people approached white people in public space and vice versa.
Those Democrats thought of everything, didn't they, when they were drawing up Jim Crow? They even had rules for walking on the sidewalk.
So it wasn't written down, but it was implied that if you were a white person, you didn't have to move out of the way for a black person. And if you were a black person, then you saw a white person coming at you. You just stepped off the sidewalk until they passed, then you can get back on. Allen concluded that many white people walk around campus having unknowingly absorbed this particular facet of white supremacy. Through osmosis, apparently, if they were sleeping with the Jim Crow laws under their pillow at night. And the leaders of this institution do little to make us believe.
I think it's genetics.
Yeah, I didn't know that the systemic racism could be passed on.
It's in the chromosomes.
Does it skip a generation?
You mean like male pattern baldness?
Right, exactly. So we've talked a lot about Facebook this week. They're not letting President Trump back on. Twitter is now rolling out a new feature that they've been testing for about a year. An algorithm now checks whether or not specific language a tweet reply uses might come off as harmful beforehand. So if you tweet something out, if you're replying to somebody on Twitter, you may get this following warning message. Want to review this before tweeting? We're asking people to review replies with potentially harmful or offensive language.
Oh, God.
So it's asking you to proofread your own tweet. Like if you're about to tweet out an article, they've had that feature for a little while. Are you sure you want to share this article? It might be disinformation.
I told you, I got stopped from sending out one of Nancy Pelosi's father and his mob ties.
I love it when a lot of the blue checks on Twitter, they've written the article themselves and they're about to share it. And they ask, do you want to read this article before you share it? No, I wrote the damn thing. The social media platform Twitter formally launched a reply feature. You'll still be able to say whatever you wanted to say in the first place to someone, for now, if so desired. But this addition introduces a moment of self-reflection beforehand. So if you change your mind and want to edit or delete your intended reply instead, this is made easy for someone to do.
You know, speaking of Nancy Pelosi, there was a story on Powerline blog today, not by Heinerach, but by one of his associates, about how D'Alessandro, her father, who was the mayor, he, in the 1950s, when massive resistance was going on, and he was a Democrat, so he had to jump on, he dedicated statues in the city of Baltimore to General Robert E. Lee and General Stonewall Jackson, the two premier military leaders of the Confederate States of America. I think I'm going to try to tweet that one out I'm going to retweet that story and see how far it gets.
Good luck.
I know. I'm guessing I'd say it's about a 50-50 shot of getting it through.
Yeah, and then replying to some of those comments that you get on Hate Mail Monday, you might have to double-click something to get your comment to go through.
I'll let everybody know if it goes. Well, you'll be able to see it on my Twitter feed if it can go through.
So it's the year 2021 or 2017, if you're Joe Biden, whatever it might be. Apparently, we've solved all foreign crises in the world because now spies are woke. MI6 is placing the climate emergency at the forefront of its international espionage with green spying on the world's big polluters, its new chief has revealed. Can you imagine James Bond reporting back to Q?
This is worse than we thought. You're using fossil fuels.
I know. What is this, Q? I thought you were going to give me a new gun. This is a bovine flatulence detector. 007. That's our new mission.
Ironically, the man, the head of the UK's Foreign Intelligence Service, his name is Richard Moore, like Roger Moore, who played James Bond. He described climate change as the foremost international foreign policy item for this country and for the planet. China will be the agency's number one target. Will MI6 focus on China's rapidly growing navy, its threat against Taiwan, mass incarceration and murder of the Uyghurs? Nope. He indicated that British spies will make China the focus of much of their climate-related espionage by pointing out that Beijing is certainly the largest emitter of carbon.
Pitiful. Really
very,
pitiful.
Very pitiful. By the way, The Week in Woke is brought to you by Thinker.org. No more in no time with Thinker. That's think with an R, like read. Thinker summarizes the key ideas from noteworthy nonfiction. With Thinker, you can get a 10-minute summary to read or listen to, so you can try before you buy. This is great if you're an avid reader. You consume a lot of books during the month. If you don't want to waste your money on a book that you thought was going to be good but turned out not to be so great, you can try thinker.org. They'll give you a nice 10-minute summary, and you can get a free trial and also try out Howie's New York Times bestseller, The Brothers Bulger. You can go to thinkr.org. That's thinker.org. So we have our Karen of the Week before we wrap up, and this is from a Twitter user. His code name is Soy Boy. I thought this was going to be right up your alley, Howie.
Soy Boy.
He was in a Wegmans. I'm not sure exactly where this is, but he was in a Wegmans, and he spotted a woman who was not wearing, any guesses?
A face diaper.
A face diaper. Very good. And this is how that interaction went down.
Hi, yep, right here. Right there. No mask. Right there. Here we go. Candy camera. There we go. I want you to know that your insensitivity is ridiculous. I no longer have grandparents due to this virus because of people like you who don't want to wear a mask in the store. It's ridiculous, actually. It's insensitive and it's disgusting as a human being for you to show so much privilege to all of these people. There are so many older people in here who have health conditions, other people.
Oh,
whoop-de-doo. Congratulations for your pregnancy. It's ridiculous. And I want you to know that. You're on candid camera. And I want you to know that. 4K. Thanks.
4K. That's 4K resolution out there for anybody watching. That's Soy Boy.
He sounds like a Soy Boy.
He certainly does.
Could he have lisped a little more?
Hey, come on now, Howie.
That's what my ears told me he was doing.
So, yeah, there's not much to this story yet. Wegmans has been fined in the past before for not strictly enforcing their mask policies. They've been one of those companies that seems that they don't really, you know, do what you want to do. But again, this is just another example of people should be able to do what they want to do. If you're afraid, stay home. If you don't want to catch anything, stay home.
After I try to tweet out the story about Nancy Pelosi's father, I'm going to go get the quote from Aldous Huxley about how the easiest way to stir up a crusade is to let people be nasty to each other. That's a classic example right there.
We have a very good story that I'll probably save for next week. It's a little bit more involved, so we'll save it. But that is The Week in Woke. You're up to date.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Taylor. And it's always a pleasure to hear from Soy Boy. I hope he makes this a continuing feature.
He's since locked his Twitter account, by the way, so he doesn't get any of those nasty replies that people had to proofread.
When it comes to car and home insurance, don't we deserve better? I know I do. I put my policy to the test and turned to Gabby. They literally stand for Get a Better Insurance. Getting better insurance with Gabby means a better price for the same insurance coverage. Who knew something like this even existed? They are the one true comparison platform with real rates. They give you an apples-to-apples comparison of your current coverage with 40 of the top insurance providers like Progressive, Nationwide, and Travelers, all in one place. Use your current insurance information to get started, and in just minutes you'll be able to see quotes for the exact same coverage you currently have. And it's free to use. That's what I did. I'm not real good on computers, but I was able to put in my current information. I hadn't changed agencies for more than 20 years. The agency had changed hands over and over again, but I never bothered to update anything. I just paid the insurance premiums as they came in. It was really stupid of me. I could have gotten a much better deal long before now, but I finally woke up with Gabby. And so what happened was I put in the information about my policy and what coverage I had. I got back six, seven different alternatives, and I ended up saving more than $600, more than $600. It was amazing. And I didn't even get as much as most people get. On average, Gabby customers save $961 per year. And it's not just for car insurance either. It can be for home insurance, renter's insurance, business insurance, any kind of insurance you've got. You can get comparisons from Gabby. And they will never, ever sell your info, so no annoying spam or robocalls. What have you got to lose? Put your policy to the test like I did. Get a better insurance with Gabby. It's totally free to check, and there's no obligation. Go to Gabby.com/Howie. That's GABI.com/Howie. Gabby.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger. He tells it like it is.
I want you to know that every human being that works for you knows what a diseased hypocrite you are. We all know what you are.
Howie Carr.
So I got it out. I already sent it out. I just forgot I'd sent it out, I guess. But anyway, this is what Nancy Pelosi's father said when he dedicated these statues to Stonewall Jackson and Robert E. Lee. Today, with our nation beset by subversive groups like the one that his daughter runs, called the House Democrat Caucus, and propaganda which seeks to destroy our national unity, we can look with inspiration to the lives of Lee and Jackson to remind us to be resolute and determined in preserving our sacred institutions. Our sacred institutions? We must remain steadfast in our determination to preserve freedom, not only for ourselves, but for other liberty-loving nations who are striving to preserve their national unity as free nations. How shocking, how shocking that Nancy Pelosi's father would be involved in such racism, such systemic racism and white supremacy. All right, listening to Soy Boy go after that pregnant woman in the Wegmans supermarket, I want to read you what Aldous Huxley said. I mentioned this yesterday, but it's such a great description of what happened. The surest way to work up a crusade in favor of some good cause is to promise people they will have a chance of maltreating someone. To be able to destroy with good conscience, to be able to behave badly and call your bad behavior righteous indignation, that is the height of psychological luxury, the most delicious of moral treats. How perfect a description of Soy Boy. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Hi, Howie. Long-time listener, second-time caller.
Thanks.
I just want to talk about this, how ridiculous this mask mandate here. I'm in Massachusetts. I work for a drug company. I'm not going to say which one. And so I work with chemicals. I have since I've been 18. And they're asking us to put this thing on our face that is absorbing, you know, God knows what. Certain things I work with, you know, whatever you have, fumes from, like, chlorinated solvents. Like, it's not good just, you know, contact on your skin. Like, how... Yeah.
I don't think whatever you do, it can't be good to have to wear a mask 8 hours a day. Can it? Especially the warmer
it
gets.
I wear a bandana.
Like you're a train robber in the Old West. Thanks for the call, David. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Quickly, Mike.
Yeah, hi, Howie. Thanks for coming in today. The reason why I'm calling is I understand that Dick Durbin and Elizabeth Warren mentioned that the FBI were being bullies and holding
yes.
people from January.
Yes, they did. It's amazing that that people like Durbin and the fake Indian had to speak out, and they spoke out ahead of Republicans. That goes to show you what kind of Republican Party we have. It's pretty amazing. Thanks for pointing that out. I've been meaning to mention that. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.